I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A federal judge's opinion in a federal lawsuit filed by Blair Dunn on behalf of a class action lawsuit by parents of New Mexico school students produced a temporary restraining order granted for special needs students, but not for other students. And that may have been the last-ditch effort to get these students back into the classrooms here in New Mexico. A record single day of 577 new cases of the COVID-19 were confirmed on Wednesday by the New Mexico Department of Health. And because of the growing numbers of the COVID-19 here in the state, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has pledged to beef up enforcement. And she says she'll use civil enforcement groups such as auditors and public workers and gaming control officials. Grisham said, quote, "We're going to fine you and we're going to enforce mask wearing," end quote. Her press conference is scheduled for today. And with the coronavirus numbers increasing here in Lee County, are there enough beds for those COVID-19 patients? David Shaw, the CEO of Norley Hospital here in Lovington, elaborates.
We have 23 beds, and currently we have 15 patients, and 4 of those 15 patients are COVID.
Shaw said that they are prepared to expand services if they need to.
We have enough staff on hand on a regular day to handle up to 15 patients. We can make adjustments to our operations by shutting down other services and shifting more nurses to the floor. And so we can actually take care of more patients. But on a typical day, about 15 is our max.
I contacted other hospitals in the area to see what kind of capacity numbers, COVID-19 or otherwise, there have been no responses of yet. And beginning Monday, Norley, in conjunction with other medical providers in the county, will enhance testing here in Lee County. And we'll talk with Shaw about that on Friday's newscast. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.